I was saying the right to participate was largely affected by the regulations that the government put, especially on the banning of gatherings. But again, the government could have come up with measures to involve the people, because through that the pandemic and as people are suffering, the government implemented some of the some policies, especially on evictions and demolitions. And right now we have evictions going on in Mukuru slums, and people have been evicted several informal settlements. But again, these people were not informed in advance. Also, we have policies that the government has passed that the people knew nothing about. But again, COVID-19 does not mean that people cannot be engaged on their rights and on the projects that involve them. But the government should have put measures in place, just like the previous speaker said, using good use of digital platforms. How well can people engage on digital platforms, especially on policies that affect them, and give inputs about things that are going to be impactful on their lives? So I really think those are some of the measures that the government should have put in place. But yes, the right to participate was greatly affected by COVID-19, and it's something that we are working on. But I think one of the things that people are buying is the use of social media to ask for public participation and to also put their voice in things that matter and in projects that the government have started that people were not involved in. But lastly, I also would like to agree with what the last speaker said, that we cannot really alienate civil and political rights from social and economic rights. They all intermarry and they all go together. And that's why we need all to come together and fight for dignity, because when people have dignity, when everyone has dignity and human rights are observed and respected, then everyone, we are all free. Thank you.